Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Leroy, a tiger at the Bronx Zoo, has tested positive for coronavirus.
Joe Exotic.
Six other tigers and lions at the zoo are showing symptoms.
Uh-oh.
It's because they don't have Joe Exotic Dan Day. They don't have their master, their Tiger King, to keep them coronavirus free. Any Joe Exotic tigers test positive for coronavirus? I didn't think so.
Yeah, but Joe Exotic's got it.
Yeah, he does have it. That's a shame to hear. You think he's going to be all right, Leroy?
I mean, he is in jail, and they don't practice social distancing there.
No, they don't.
I mean, how do you go about that?
How did they end up testing the tiger for coronavirus? Like, what made them even think, like, yeah.
Because he probably had the symptoms.
Yeah, but like, how do they know? Like, it doesn't have other tiger. It didn't have another tiger disease.
That's what they do for a living.
Hold on. But vets are different from doctors. Like, how did they know? Like, did it not test positive for flu? And then all of a sudden,
a vet is an animal doctor. Still a doctor?
Nah. Here's the thing. I don't think that you go first go around. You're not thinking about, oh, this cat clearly has COVID-19 symptoms.
No, really. You think they can't tell if a tiger has like the sniffles, or a tiger has a fever, or what some of the symptoms of COVID-19 are?
The article says that the handler had COVID-19, so they suspected that he passed it on to the tiger. That's why they tested him.
So did he show the symptoms first, or he was asymptomatic? Like it. So this tiger was infiltrated with the disease from a guy who didn't know that he had it all of a sudden. And then they were like, well, we got to see if the tiger has it.
Could be.
Can the tiger pass it to only other tigers, or can the tiger pass it to humans? Because originally this was thought to be a disease that went from bat to pangolin to human. So can it go back from tiger to human?
That in itself sounds weird.
What do you mean?
Bat to pangolin to human.
Well, that's what was going. That's what they thought, that this was going down at these Chinese wet markets where people were eating pangolins and bats.
Somebody said, "Did they ask the tiger if he traveled in the last month?"
Yeah.
I thought the weirdest thing is when Leroy said the tiger had sniffles.
What?
Like, yeah, like, don't tigers naturally have a wet nose?
No, I'm just saying. Like, you think these vets can't look at an animal and say, "Oh, something's a little off, might have a cold or something," and medicate him accordingly?
It says the COVID-19 testing was performed on Nadia the tiger in a veterinary school laboratory, not the same test used for people. So some people were upset, like, why did the tiger get a test, but some humans can't get a test? Apparently it's a different test. You can't take the tiger test, Leroy. Doesn't work the same way.
Why is that?
They do it differently.
All right. So do you have to give them different medication, or is there a vaccine for the animals but not for the humans?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know what they give the tiger. I don't know if the tiger has to have something else. I also see on this picture on CNN, I'm seeing they're giving a bat a swab. He's got like his little bat mouth. make sure he's got it.
Oh, somebody said, I'm a veterinarian and I can tell you firsthand that cats regularly get the coronavirus. It's called FIP. I don't know what that is.
FIP?
FIP.
So is that not this? So this, but this guy's, but this is specifically for COVID-19. Like, it's not that type of coronavirus. Like, this guy's,
I don't know.
This guy's
somebody
got,
said, I work at the zoo. Vets check the animals daily. So, yeah, it would be aware. They would be aware of it.
So if the tiger has sniffles, they know.
And to keep in the frame of our show, some random texter, how do animals cough? Think about that.
Let's get that.
I've never seen Oreo cough.
No, I've never seen a dog cough either.
No, you never had your dog go, your dog goes. That's kind of like
a hairball, dummy.
That's how they cough.
It's gathering itself. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Somebody else just texted the same thing. The coronavirus is called FIP. It's a different test.
Feline infectious problem. FIP.
That's what it stands for?
I just made it up.
Oh, my goodness.
This says that this tiger tested positive for COVID-19, though. That strand. The strand we've all been dealing with.
Right. Or was it the coronavirus?
No, it's saying that it tested positive for coronavirus, but the coronavirus it tested positive was for COVID-19. Like, coronavirus and SARS was a coronavirus, but it was a different strand.
Right. Okay.
All right. This tiger's got the real deal. The bee's knees.
All right.
Anyway, the Chicago Bulls, they're trying to be real bastards. First of all, they're being copycats. They're trying to poach the Heat's VP of basketball operations, Adam Simon. I mean, shout out to him for getting a good job offer, I guess, or some interest in a big franchise. But, you know how they're going to – Adam, just look at what they did to Fizdale, man. They're going to do the same thing to you. Stay in your nice little Heat hub, you know, like the trust tree. It's nice here.
Here's what I'll say. As a young running back, I wanted to run the ball like Barry Sanders. That wasn't going to never happen. Also, you always want to emulate success.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the fact that people want to run their franchise like the Heat.
Of course.
But they're not the Heat.
I get it too, but you're not the Heat.
Right, exactly.
Like, it's a nice thought. In theory, it's a good thing to say, but you're not the Heat. So kick rocks, Chicago.
Ooh. I thought it was called coughing up a hairball, dummy.
What do you mean?
That's what you just said.
Well, it is coughing up a hair.
It's coughing.
Yeah, but that's not how they cough. Like, it's gathering some stuff there.
Right.
You know? Like, it's got some phlegminess going on. That's what's going on with the cat.
All right.
I want to hear a tiger with sniffles, though.
Joe Exotic feels like he know how to fix it. So tiger. Well,
he knew how to fix five of them.
That's true. Right in the backyard.
Yeah.
They also apparently want to poach Derek Jones Jr. and Goran Dragic in free agency. I mean, these Bulls can go to hell. All this because Lauri Markkanen is all upset. And he might want to go play somewhere. Go play somewhere else. Lauri Markkanen?
Question. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is what they're saying any different than you wanting to get Giannis? That is poaching, right?
No. That's whaling.
Okay.
Poaching
but
is on
you
land.
talking about getting Giannis, couldn't that not be misconstrued?
Here's the difference,
or
though.
Construed as the same thing
when the Heat
Bulls
when
are
the Heat
do?
Okay, but when the Heat get an Orca, it's a hit show. All right, you already know that. When people try and poach the Heat, it's just going to turn out to be a disaster because you're not going to give them the patience, care, and nurturing it needs. I know how
did
this works.
Did the Cavs poach LeBron?
What do you mean? Did they poach LeBron? Like when he left the Heat?
Yeah.
In a way, it was more like LeBron backstabbing the Heat than it was poaching. Which, by the way,
have an incredible little twist on everything.
Yeah, just like he twists the knife in Pat Riley's back. Now, it was interesting. And by the way, I'm not Team Petty anymore, but quarantine, that gives you the Pope Petty QP. You know what that is, Leroy?
Nope.
That's quarantine pass. So I was seeing this yesterday on Instagram, and LeBron was heading down memory lane, and he was watching the 2012 Eastern Conference Finals Game 7. And this guy, I mean, he's adorable. So LeBron, he decides on Twitter he's going to write, let me get this exactly because I don't want to misquote. I mean, Lord forgive me if I were to do that. LeBron puts on social media, he says, man, miss my dogs, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Shane Battier, Udonis Haslam, Mario Chalmers, Mike Miller, and Ray Allen. Parentheses, even though you were on the other side this year, LOL. Here's the thing, though, okay? You didn't have to miss them. Like, you made yourself miss them. So I don't really want to hear about, oh, I miss this guy. Oh, I miss that guy. Like, you made your choice, bruh. Like, what are we talking about?
Why do you do this?
Why do I do what? I'm just saying. He's going out there on Twitter or on Instagram, and he's like, I miss this guy, and I miss that guy, and I miss this guy, and I miss this. You know,
so what if UD would have said he missed D-Wade?
What do you mean?
When D-Wade left. That's the other way.
He did. He did, though. Okay. I don't see how they're similar.
They are similar.
How?
Because he couldn't have did nothing about it.
No, it would have been like Dwayne putting on social media, I miss my dog, Udonis Haslam. It's like, yeah, what? You left. You know, like it was like I remember James Jones did this one time. He did this with he came on, you know, he was you remember how James Jones went to elementary school with Zaslow? So after the Cavs won the championship, James Jones comes on the air and Zaslow's like, come on, congratulate James Jones. So but I'm like, he goes, yeah, man, Miami, they're my guys. I'm like, yeah, but they're not your guys. Like, you can't keep saying that these are my guys. You left. You went with LeBron. You went down to the Bahamas and you plotted this whole escape with him. And you left the Heat high and dry. So don't go around saying, oh, Udonis, that's my guy. Or Dwayne, that's my guy.
Here.
Or Pat Riley, that's my guy. We're not your guys.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is every player supposed to play for your team until you don't want him anymore?
It depends. It's just you can leave, but you should leave on less nefarious terms. Or more respectful terms.
Wait. How's it nefarious terms when your contract's up?
Because you can leave with your contract up, but don't make the organization that did right by you in every single way fly across the country to grovel. It's just not nice.
You're explaining the circumstances, but the actual act, there is nothing wrong with what LeBron did.
No, but that's
it's
not
like
the act
you
I'm
saying,
upset with.
Here's what it's equivalent to. You saying, I'm fine with my girlfriend leaving me. It's mm-hmm. how she left. No, it's
right.
not. It's the fact that she left.
No,
who cares how she left?
What are you talking about? If you break up on great terms with somebody and you end up still friends
no,
with somebody,
that,
that's
that
way
means,
different
that
than
means,
if somebody
that
broke
means,
your heart.
No, that means, okay, that you were okay with the breakup, and as long as you are okay with it, it's fine.
Incorrect.
That's what breaking up on good terms means.
Yeah, there are good breakups and there are bad breakups. But then you don't want me to say years later I'm reminiscing in my Facebook memories and be like, man, I miss Charlotte. What a time we had together. She was a real hot piece of ass. It's like, all right, but you left her high and dry, or y'all left on quote-unquote good terms.
Yeah, oh, man, you're the worst at this.
What are you talking about?
The worst.
I'm just saying, like,
I think you're all up in a tizzy because LeBron left, and you hide behind how he left.
I'm not in a tizzy.
The fact of the matter is, his contract was up.
I'm not right? in a tizzy, though.
I give you
I'm
a
not,
perfect example.
I'm not in a tizzy, though.
Were you pissed off when he got rid of Shaq?
Shaq wanted out.
And did you have a problem with that?
I had a problem with him taking down the training staff and him hosing down Chris Quinn. I found it unbecoming of Shaq.
Did you have a problem with Shaq leaving? I'm going to tell you why you didn't.
I did.
You want me to tell you why he didn't? Because he was fat and he sucked. That's why.
He had a nice little run with the Suns. Oh,
okay. No, he didn't. He was fat and he sucked. So at that point in his career, you were done with Shaq.
Here's the difference. Big difference. You're putting it as an oversight, okay? It's a big difference. When Shaquille O'Neal came to the Miami Heat, he was uplifting the Miami Heat. And what I mean by that is this was a three-time champion, an MVP, a surefire Hall of Famer.
He was the best player on the court.
He made the Heat a national brand. When LeBron came to the Heat. Hear me out. You've had your say. It's my turn, Your Honor. When LeBron came to the Heat, LeBron was not a champion like Dwayne Wade was, or like Pat Riley was, or like this organization was. LeBron came to them hat in hand and said, please, Miami Heat, I'm a choke artist. I can't get past the Celtics. Love, please, can you run me like a real organization and give me some good players, love? And Pat Riley said, of course, LeBron. Of course we can. We'll give you Chris Bosh. Here's Dwayne Wade. We'll get Mike Miller. We'll even get Ray Allen and Shane Battier. All these pieces to add around you. All I ask is that you post up J.J. Barea if you ever face him in a finals, which, of course, he did not. So they should have had three rings. But, you know, they did right by him every which way. It was a reverse course, if you will, Leroy. And that doesn't mean that he has to stay somewhere for his entire career. But what it does mean is when time comes to leave, don't make Pat Riley fly across the country and you ignore him in a meeting while the World Cup is going on. It's very rude.
So you're saying you didn't have a problem that he left?
I did not have a problem that he left. But the way he left was unbecoming.
That's where I would call BS. Because if LeBron... Wait, hold on.
You can call every letter in the alphabet. Doesn't mean it's not true.
If LeBron sucked and he wasn't that good... You would have said good riddance.
I can't tell you what didn't happen. Yeah, but I can't tell you what didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. That's it. See, people are only upset when good
players, but how many times have you seen
the Heat roster and you thought these words, and I already know the answer to this. Boy, I can't wait till we can dump that contract.
Here's the thing, though. Why does everybody come back if the Heat are such a bad organization? Even the breakups that happen awkwardly. Like, for example, Michael Beasley. I mean, how many times have we had Michael Beasley try and work out, right?
Yeah.
Michael Beasley still coming to the American Airlines Arena, sitting courtside, gets the ovation from the fans. Everyone loves him. Bet you ask Deion Waiters will be back. Deion Waiters will be back one day at the American Airlines Arena, you know, pining about the days when he was leading the way to 30-11. It's just how it goes. Everybody, even who has the bad breakups, Tim Hardaway, even Alonzo going to the Nets, all this stuff, all these unbecoming breakups, they all come back, Leroy. They all come back. You want to know why? Heat culture, baby. And so when he sits there and he thinks to
myself, that's not what we're talking about, though.
It is what we were talking about. It is what we were talking about. No, you just like to do it with your own little propaganda to prop up your guy, LeBron James. It's okay. I'll cut right through it. And listen, I'm not Pope Petty anymore. I don't care about this stuff. I'm happy for LeBron James being on the Lakers.
What?
I'm happy for LeBron being on the Lakers. He can win six championships with the Lakers for all I care. I don't care. All right, it's not the Cavaliers. It's the Cavaliers was the team I had the problem with him going back to, the team that wronged him to begin with. I don't care what he does on the Lakers. He can go, him and Frank Vogel, they can go win. They could be the next Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson for all I care. I really don't care. But, you know, I'm quarantined right now, and you put me in a bad mood with this, so I got a QP, quarantine pass. I'm a petty, okay? A QPPP, if you will. And what I'm trying to tell you is you're telling everybody, I miss my dogs. And it's like, all right, but you made your choice, you know? Like, you should be on here and be like, man, I really bleeped up leaving these guys. That's really what you should be talking about.
You think that's what he's thinking right now?
No, I just think that you should put that if you're going to put that on Instagram.
You're the worst. There's no other way of putting it. The worst. And you are quick to say that I'm not petty anymore.
I'm but, not.
As one texter says, the petty for LeBron is still strong. For the love of Pete.
All right, JJ Watt.
For Pete's sake. I'm going to pull that up. I'm going to get a definition of that.
You do that. What? 15 minutes of heat. That's coming up next. Oh, 15 minutes of heat here for you, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. I want to remind you guys, Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores are truly steps beyond convenient. You can text the show 67974. So, Leroy, let me ask you something. I saw Mark Cuban may be considering a presidential run here this year. And let me ask you something. If he runs for president, and he becomes president, does he have to give up the Dallas Mavericks?
He has to give up controlling interest.
Interesting. So if I vote for him and I help him become president, he has to give up the Mavericks.
Controlling interest.
So really, he'd have no say-so in the Mavericks.
He'd have no say-so, correct.
Interesting, interesting. This may be reason.
You have
enough.
No say so, but he could probably still own them.
I don't know if he can run this country or not, and based on how terrible he was at closing in on free agents, I don't know how great he is at deals. However, this is interesting to me. Would I vote for somebody if it meant I got him out of the league? Interesting.
Why does he have to give up controlling interest?
I think you have to do that with all your businesses. Remember, that was the big thing about Trump. They thought he was still had say-so in what was going on in the day-to-day workings of his business.
That's one of the rules
of being president.
So
they don't
theoretically,
want,
huh? Theoretically, he wouldn't be around. He shouldn't be around. If he was president, he shouldn't be around to watch maybe Luka Doncic over these last few years before he leaves for an extension. So in that regard, that he could basically infiltrate and have Goran Dragic be in Luka's ear and be like, hey, buddy, listen. Your guy, your owner, he don't care about you no more. You got Kristaps Porzingis. He looks like giant unicorn. No one likes him, man. Why don't you come play with Gogi? Play in Miami, the Heat. It's better. The Heat is on. The Heat is on. And then Lucas is like, hey, that sounds pretty good, Gogi.
Hold on. First of all, there is no way in hell Luca has speaks better English than Gogi.
Oh, dude, have you ever heard Luca talk? He barely sounds Slovenian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it disappoints me. I want him to sound more like Goran.
Didn't Luka play in Europe at a young age, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But this happens sometimes. Like, you know, at the Panthers, like Sergei Bobrovsky, he sounds super Russian. But Yevgeny Dadonov, Daddy, he barely sounds Russian. You can't even, you're like, ah, he sounds like Phil down the block. He doesn't sound like he's from, from Russia. This sucks.
Somebody said, remember Bush had to give up the Texas Rangers.
There you go. So are you saying that if Mark Cuban becomes president, if I vote him as president, all right, if I can get him into office, he then can no longer enjoy the fruits of the Mavericks.
Right. Like just like I said, he would have to hand off control to someone else, but he could still own them.
But not main owner. Somebody else has to.
He just can't have a controlling interest.
So like Dirk has to own them.
Dirk?
Yeah,
he wouldn't do that.
Really?
Right.
You don't think Dirk would be interested in that?
No. Why would you give somebody part of a $1 billion business?
He loves Dirk Nowitzki. That's what I think the Heat are going to do with Dwayne Wade. They're going to give Dwayne Wade a big old piece.
Hey, there's a lot of love in a lot of places, but you know when that love ends? When you talk about billions of dollars.
Is there millions of dollars of love?
Yeah, like maybe 500 or 600.
interesting.
You'd say what? That franchise is worth $2
billion? Yeah, probably.
Okay, you're talking about $1.1 billion.
Mm, we call that a Loria. Well, I was bummed this week when I saw that Dwayne Wade. I thought that he was throwing his hat in for the Chicago Bulls gig because these Bulls are trying to be big, fat Heat copycats. And so Wade commented on the Woj story that the Bulls have started a formal search to hire a new top executive with full authority on basketball decisions. And Wade goes, "I know someone." I was like, "Whoa, man, I don't want that to be you." All right, knock that off, Dwayne Wade. Don't start talking about stuff like this. Now, he saw the Heat fans get upset. Now, as you know, Leroy, I am very, very confident that one day Dwayne Wade will be running the Miami Heat. Quite confident.
Of course you are.
You know, like, quite confident. He's going to be next shadow president. He's shadow president right now. He's going to be the actual president in the coming years. So, you know, when people started thinking, oh, is Dwayne Wade talking about he wants to run the Bulls? Which, of course, he wouldn't want. Why would you want to run the Chicago Bulls when they welcomed you to town with Plan AARP? That's how they welcomed you to town, Leroy. That's rude. You wouldn't want to run that organization. All right, his time in Chicago was fine, but let's be honest. The only place he really loved playing was in Miami, which is great. So if he's going to run any organization, it needs to be the Miami Heat. He ends up saying, no, no, not me. I really know someone. Ha ha. So who does he know? I don't know. Could he be talking about Shane Battier? Is he talking about Adam Simon? Is he talking about somebody with the Heat? I don't know. Is he talking about Andy Ellisberg? Do you think Ellisberg will ever leave the Heat?
Nope.
He'd never leave Riley. Like, no matter what.
It's not even Riley. Why would you leave? Like, man, look, there's so many times where people look at teams and you know what they take for granted? They take for granted how the owner handles the organization. And sure. How the owner, like, yeah, man, what Mickey Arison and the Arisons have done with the Heat and the position that organization is in with how they treat their players, their staff, or whatever, yeah, man, that's top-notch. You ain't going to get that everywhere. And so to leave that to go somewhere else, it might not be worth the couple of extra $100,000 you may get to be with another organization.
Yeah, because Andy Ellisberg's never losing his job here. Never.
Ooh.
Gets to live in Miami, walk around like he waltzes, like he owns the joint. He's a cap guru.
Texter chimes in. Tobin sure. Must have caught the moronavirus because you're making a lot of moronic statements this morning. You're in rare form. I would agree.
Why? What am I saying that's so moronic?
Who, me?
Yeah, no, me. What's so moronic? What am I saying that's dumb?
Where do you want me to start? The LeBron stuff, D-Wade being president.
Heat president.
Heat president.
Yep.
Right? You want more?
Well, those are two things that are on the nose that I've said, so I'm waiting for you to say the moronic thing that I've said. Like when I've
and you believe UD could average 8-8 right now.
Well, he does too. I'm not going to doubt Udonis. Go ahead. You doubt Udonis,
hey,
Haslam.
Here.
It's worked out for people.
I'm not going to doubt that he believes he could. But what I have on my side are numbers. And it's been over 10 years since he averaged that.
Also been over 10 years since he was getting a lot of runs.
10 years. Oh, so you think now he with the same run he had, then he'd have that same bit of energy and be able to go out there and put forth that effort at, what, 38?
He could dial it up. He could dial it up. People don't realize. People don't realize, hey man, what kind of shape this man is
in.
He's in great shape.
Great for a 38-year-old. You can only be in so much shape as a 38-year-old.
Well, he's 39.
You're making it worse.
I'm not making it worse. I'm actually more impressed with him. You're making it worse.
He could be the best in shape 39-year-old in the world. But what does that mean?
I've really come to know you as quite an ageist. You know, you don't believe that Chuck Norris could beat you in a fight. You don't think Udonis has a good score 8 points a game.
Hold on.
You just hate people.
Chuck Norris is off quarantine, so good for him. Glad he's healthy.
What do you mean he's off quarantine?
He had the coronavirus.
No, I don't think he did.
Oh, really?
No.
Let me see.
Did you fall for the joke? Yeah, you got. It said Chuck Norris got coronavirus. Coronavirus was quarantined for 2 weeks. Haha, get it?
Yeah, all right.
You fell for a Chuck Norris joke? Really?
Yeah.
You're unbelievable. It's quite crazy. So how about this? So how about this, Leroy? How about this? So the Heat, all right, Dwayne Wade. He and Zion Williamson are reportedly among those participating in a remote game of horse that ESPN is working on televising. What do you think about that?
That'd be cool. But I would like to see somebody like Steph and LeBron do it.
So far, the names that are involved are Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Donovan Mitchell, who's not as good as Bam Adebayo, Zion Williamson, and Dwayne Wade. These are the names that have leaked so far.
Hold on. Are they not going to shoot?
What do you mean?
I mean, what the hell is Westbrook doing in that?
I mean, maybe he'll do like a reverse jam. That'll be his thing.
He can't shoot.
This is a lot of guys who can't shoot. Like, Chris Paul should, like, run roughshod on these guys, it feels like. Although, when they're not getting defended, like, I'm sure they could make some crazy shots, Leroy.
Come on, man. Like when you see Steph Curry shoot those shots, or LeBron, right? Are we really going to say that Russell Westbrook and Zion could do that, too?
Somebody goes, I got to tell you, the idea of this being televised actually makes me more depressed. I could see that. Right. We're really reaching for stuff as far as trying to find things that will be that we find. Did you watch any of the guys playing video games other than on Twitter? Because I saw Patrick Beverley talking trash on Twitter, and I saw a little bit of Derek Jones Jr. But I did not like make it a point to program in and see Derek Jones Jr. take on Kevin Durant in NBA 2K. I haven't gotten to that point of desperation. I didn't watch WrestleMania this week. Like, I'm just not at that point. I'm going to find other entertainment to watch. Not something to... I don't need cut-up drugs, Leroy. I don't need, like, the lean version, the step-down version of sports. It's just not necessary to me. I'll just wait for the real thing to come back, whenever it is.
I'm getting tired of watching the same movies, though. Like, the last few days has been... They've been a run on Star Wars on TBS and TNT. And then Black Panther was on last night. So, I'm out. I'm about done with that.
So,
call me a contrarian, which is not the case. Huh?
Let me see.
Just to bring on an argument.
I agree with that.
Really?
Text writes in, the Heat is the Willy Wonka on the Chocolate Factory. The Bulls will be the Johnny Depp version. Agreed. we're gonna do what the Heat do. Let's go hire Heat people, and that'll make it happen. It's like, all right, sure it will. I don't think people realize.
Do you know how out of hand Tobin would get if I was not here?
What do you mean?
You tone it down a slight little bit when I am the contrarian.
Nah, not really. Because sometimes you make crazy statements. Like, you think that you're gonna harness me back because you think, oh, well, what about what happened with the Heat and Shaq? You weren't upset about that. It's like, I kind of was, actually.
No, you weren't.
You think you always see? Here's the thing. The thing that's adorable about you is you'd be terrible at the gift wrap department if you ever had a holiday gig, because you're terrible at boxing. And so I'm way better at that and boxing you in, and that's what frustrates you.
Well, just because you say boxed in, that doesn't mean that I'm boxed in. That's what you do. I haven't really been boxed in, but you go, boxed in. And you got Dan, Day, or Robbie. They just, as soon as they hear boxed in, button.
That's because they agree. They don't have
You've
to.
You've been boxed.
be back after this.
Like usual, way off in the deep end, like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on The Ticket. If you missed any of the show, you can download the podcast. Look up Tobin and Leroy.
Somebody told me I should get in the Game of Thrones.
Go ahead, man. I'm telling you, if you're looking for some entertainment, man, I'm telling you, you're missing out. You got what, 8 seasons of television you get to watch. You're going to enjoy it.
How many episodes per season?
Plus, you get to binge it. 10? It's a lot of good television. Other than the last season, a lot of people didn't like that. But the thing that I think you will like about the last season, this happens, the fact that you binged it, I think you won't be as disappointed in the last season as a lot of people were because you didn't invest the time and the waiting. Like what we're doing now with Ozark, you know, you're in the midst of watching Ozark, so you put in all this time and waiting and waiting and anticipating. And part of the problem with Game of Thrones is people were so expectant of what it was going to happen because they kept putting it off and they made the episodes bigger and longer with bigger budget and all this stuff. And then it ended up being an episode where you couldn't see what the hell was going on. So I don't think you'll deal with that same disappointment if you tune into Game of Thrones. Like you'll like all the good seasons, and then the bad seasons I don't feel like will be as bad because you didn't put this grand waiting into it of what it could be. You'll just watch it.
Somebody said Money Heist.
I'm telling you. You've
seen it?
I don't know what that is. What's Money Heist?
That's a show.
I don't know what Money Heist is.
Somebody said I should watch that.
All right, check it out, man. I'm telling you. I need to find a show to watch, though, because I feel like I've watched all the good shows. I don't think there's any good shows that I haven't watched, basically. I've watched, like, if you name a classic, I've probably seen it. And right now I'm up against it because Ozark is done for me. I finished it up last week, and I'm really hard-pressed. I don't really know what the next one to watch. People, like, the only one that I haven't watched yet all the way through, and people, like, swear it's the greatest show on HBO right now is the show Succession. I've tried watching Succession. I don't like it. I just can't get into it. Not my thing. I mean, maybe I'll try and stick it out because I don't really have anything else to watch right now. But I don't find it interesting. I like Showtime. I like Billions, which seems like a less friendly version of that. So I don't know. I've watched Succession and I haven't gotten into that, man. I'm struggling. I'm looking for some new entertainment for sure.
All right.
So Leroy.
Yes.
This is interesting. Miami quarterback De'Eriq King is apparently getting a lot of action for winning the Heisman in 2020. He opened up the preseason with the 4th best odds. He is going to be a starter. What do you mean? You think we're going to get Tate Martell'd?
All I know is
you think that's going to happen?
No. He is. Look, he's got proof. He has been successful in college. So he's coming from a different place than Tate Martell. So I would never say that. But what I'm saying is this. He's still playing in Miami. And they've had a lot of other problems other than whether their quarterback was good enough.
It says that his odds are set at plus 900 to win the Heisman Trophy, but apparently he is getting 7% of the tickets. So people look at him as a big value, as far as it's concerned going into this year. Like for example, Trevor Lawrence is getting 10% of the tickets. Florida QB Kyle Trask is getting 9%. Brock Purdy, the Iowa State QB, is getting 9%, and then De'Eriq King after them. So that's where a lot of the money is divided upon. And Najee Harris, the Alabama running back, is getting the most.
Somebody said Ozark sucks, Leroy. Don't waste your time. Can't take Jason Bateman seriously. He's always coming up with a presentation as to why it's not worth it to kill him. That's the show.
That's true. That's the show. What's not to like? I don't understand that.
Right. How about
that's Homer? The fun of it. Him talking his way out of it.
Well, Isn't it crazy?
Watched it.
Go ahead. Hello?
Somebody says, have you watched Walking Dead? I gave up after on Walking Dead. I gave up on Walking Dead after 3 seasons.
Right.
Like, I got it. They kept running for their life, and a lot of people started realizing this like 5 seasons in to Walking Dead. I picked it up a mile away. I picked it up from season 3. I'm like, oh, guess what? What are they doing? Running from the zombies again? I'm out.
Right. Ooh, somebody said like, Bloodshot.
I get it. Bloodshot?
Yeah. He said, if you like superhero like action, Bloodsport? Bloodshot has cutting. Huh? I can read. Bloodshot. That's what it says. Unless he meant Bloodsport.
Bloodsport would be a great show to turn into a series. That'd be fantastic.
That wouldn't last long.
A lot of people saying that Mighty Heist is out of control, but it's in Spanish, Leroy. I don't know if you're a subtitle guy.
I'm watching. Here, let me explain. My only complaint with Ozark. To all
careful,
the people
don't
who,
spoil.
I'm not spoiling it. Okay. But here's the deal. I'm watching Ozark, and you know they have the cartel. They'll be speaking in Spanish, and they put Spanish on the bottom of the screen.
Oh, yeah, they didn't do I noticed that, too. They don't do translation from Spanish.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
They don't put the subtitles in English. They put them in Spanish. I can hear them, dummy.
Yeah, that is weird. I didn't have a problem because my wife was there. She could translate for me, but I can understand how that's annoying.
Hey.
That is weird. Why did they do
that? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ruin Ozark, but I just finished season 1. It was fantastic. What do I expect for seasons 2 and 3? Don't ask me not to spoil. Don't ruin it. Here. Put it this way. Business picks up. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it's kind of like Ozark has how it always goes. Business just picks up. That's how it is. That's how the show always goes. Business just picks up with Ozark. Like, you watch another episode, you're like, how could business pick up? But business always picks up on Ozark. That's just how it goes. You know, by the end of it, I mean, it might be so ridiculous on how they need business to pick up. That's the trajectory Ozark is going on to. But business always picks up with Ozark. That's how it is. It's great.
Somebody said that's you can switch Money Heist to English. You don't have to watch it with subtitles.
So is it like, but are they like legit voices doing the English, or am I talking like an old school Godzilla movie? Like, is it super dubbed?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna check out Money Heist and hit the buttons. That's my next show. First, I got to make sure I'm caught up on.
By the way,
on Westworld.
Oh yeah. Well, I gotta finish Westworld from last night on later on today. But did you see that Joe Exotic? He wants 2 people to play him in a movie. He wants either David Spade or Brad Pitt. And I feel like you're kind of going on two huge realms there. He said David Spade. Because he gets Joe Dirt. Like everybody doing the Joe Dirt memes with Joe Exotic.
Oh, okay.
I feel like Brad Pitt would nail it. What?
There's no way. He don't get Brad Pitt. He's not Brad Pitt worthy.
I don't know. He's not Brad Pitt. But Brad Pitt wants to like go down and he wants to make himself less attractive. I mean, it's kind of impossible. But
he does like Charlize Theron did in that movie.
Yes, exactly. Like he's looking
Charlize
for that real
Theron made
role
herself
where
hideous.
He could. Yep. And Brad Pitt, isn't Brad Pitt, where is he from?
What do you mean, where is he from? Isn't he from, I don't know.
Isn't he from the South? Isn't Brad Pitt from the South?
I don't know. Hey, I love these suggestions.
Since he was born in Oklahoma. Jesus, he's 56.
You ready for this one? You guys should watch Tiger King. It's a new show on Netflix.
Wait, Brad Pitt's from Oklahoma. Guess where Tiger King takes place?
Yes.
I don't think that's that much of a stretch now.
That's true.
We're not stretching anymore.
Yeah,
he
went to the University of Missouri. I feel like it's funny, though. Like, I think I saw that David Spade said that he couldn't do the role because he doesn't like being around real animals. Like, when he got eaten in Joe Dirt, he said that was a robotic gator. He's like, I can't do real tigers. But I just think it's funny wide range of thespian you're going for. You're going from David Spade, who's like a B-level comedian actor. You know, and I like David Spade. I'm not trying to take shots, to Brad Pitt. It's like, it's a very wide range there. You know, you're talking about like from like Giannis to Roddy Magruder. It's a very wide gap there. Of where Joe Exotic's like, I've really thought about this and I've thought about who could play me. And it really comes down to two people. And I'm like, oh, okay. So is he gonna, like, I would figure, is he going to go Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio? He goes, No. It's either Brad Pitt or David Spade. Those are the two. There
Joe
is no in between.
Dirt. Well, because of the sell mullet. Joe Dirt.
Of course. Yeah, of course. But I could, you know, I feel like Brad Pitt could really die. You know, Brad Pitt, he'd go and really live with the Tigers. He'd go hang out with that crazy Doc Antle. You know, he'd go interview everybody. Like, he'd really put in the work. I feel like David Spade would just kind of show up and he's like, so am I just Joe Dirt on a different movie set? Brad Pitt, I feel like, would really immerse himself in the role of Joe Exotic.
And that's why Brad Pitt's still making movies and Joe Dirt isn't.
That's right.
What was the last movie
you made? All
right, Leroy,
have a great rest of your day, man. We will be back tomorrow, everybody.
Yep, we will.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya. I miss Charlotte. What a time we had together. She was a real hot piece of ass.
I say ice fishing is worse than this pandemic.
Here's a jackass that I can't wait to talk about. Oh, I just wanted to shape young minds. Sure you did.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.